sing.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to episode 6 of the Rickcast. I'm your host, Amanda the Hoser. I was saying that my next podcast would be about, what did I say? My Blue Heaven. I said it would be about My Blue Heaven, but I kind of fibbed because it's not. It's about Hockey Night, the 1984 movie, TV movie, made in Canada and broadcast in Canada. I don't know if it's actually been broadcast in America, but it came out on December 14th, which is 2 days before my birthday, but it's in 1984, obviously. I'm a 1998 baby myself. So, with that being said, Hockey Night stars, obviously, Rick Moranis as Coach Willie. I forget his last name, but his name is Willie. And he's got, oh my gosh, he just looks so good in this movie. He's got, like, the best beard I have ever seen in my life. He looks so good. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, so, it also stars Megan Follows as Kathy Yarrow, aka she's also Anne of Green Gables. You probably know her as Anne of Green Gables. But anyway, she's a girl in this movie, the main character, really. She's just moved to a new town in Canada, and she loves to play hockey. And she goes to this town, and she's upset because they don't have a girls' hockey team. And so she goes to Coach Willie and asks him if she could be on the boys' team, because that's her only option. And so he's like, you know how to play hockey? She's like, yeah, my dad taught me. And he's like, well, okay, go change. And so he sees that she's really good, and she's a great goalie, and but she was really good at playing hockey, and he's impressed. So he's like, okay, you can be on the team. Okay, so the hockey team is represented by this company called, like, Mr. Plunger or something. And the people there are like, we can't have girls on your team, because other people are going to say, why didn't my girl get to try out? So you got to kick her off the team. And Rick was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. She's really good. So he keeps her on the team despite what these jerks are saying. And at the same time, Kathy is trying to get used to her new life in this new town, and she meets this girl. This girl's so funny. I don't know who plays her. Wait. Yeah, I'm not sure who plays this girl, but she's really funny, and she wears, like, a jean jacket all the time. And sunglasses and stuff, and oh, she's funny. So she's friends with Kathy. I don't know why I felt like saying that, but she's funny. Anyway, if you go on the IMDb page for this movie, there's not a lot there, and the only quote from the movie, which is, I must agree, is the most memorable quote from the movie, is when this guy is at Kathy's house having dinner with her mom, and he goes, this chicken is special, Alice. It's so stupid. It's the funniest thing because, like, it's such a weird statement. This chicken is special. So, like, I say that sometimes, and I cracked up when I saw that that was the only quote available on the page. Whoever did that, thank you. Anyway, this movie is, like, super Canadian. It has hockey, it has all sorts, I don't know, it's just so Canadian, and it can't help it. It's simply 100% purely Canadian filmmaking and storytelling, and it's, oh my gosh, it's really good. I love it. Like, it's a good movie when you're just like, man, I just want to, like, curl up and be comfortable. It's a good movie to put on when you're just, like, kind of tired and need something nice and uplifting. But the music in this movie, it sounds, like, so depressing. The music's really, really depressing. It's, like, I mean, it's really sad music. The thing in this movie that I thought was the coolest, which made me the happiest, is when the team is actually playing a game, the announcer is Rick, But his character isn't the announcer. It's just a disembodied voice over the loudspeaker. It's basically identical to his track called Hockey on his album You, Me, the Music, and Me. And I will play that track, or a part of it, for you now.
Hello, Canada and hockey fans of the United States. This is Foster Hewitt coming to you live from the Gardens. We're about ready to begin tonight's game between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Detroit Red Wings here live from Maple Leaf Gardens. That'll about wrap up the national anthem. The crowd is all excited and psyched up. Of course, the Toronto Maple Leafs defending the north end of my left and the Detroit Red Wings at the south end. Foster Hewitt with you here from Maple Leaf Gardens. There isn't an empty seat in the house except for a few.
Don't forget to pick up some souvenir hot dogs and ice cold programs in the concession stands in the lobby.
Yeah, so that's the abridged version, the little snip that I wanted to share with you. Fun fact on top of the fun fact, souvenir hot dogs and ice cold programs thing that he said, Rick used to work in a hockey stadium when he was a kid, and he used to walk around trying to get people to buy his what he was selling by saying, souvenir hot dogs, ice cold programs, get them here. So he that was his shtick, I guess, which I think is really cute. That's really clever. I love wordplay like that. That's, it always cracks me up. Hockey Night, I have the DVD, but I don't think many people have the DVD. I don't think many people have seen this movie. Like, I'm probably the only kid in my school who's seen it. Well, maybe, I mean, my sister's seen it, kind of. But, yeah. I bet you only, like, 3 of my followers on Twitter have seen it. If that. If only, if even 3 of them have seen it. But I think it's a really good movie. It makes me happy. I don't know. And I really like hockey because I'm a habitual ice skater myself, so I spend a good amount of time on the ice, and oh, I love it. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's ice skating. I'm really not very athletically gifted, so ice skating is one thing that I can do pretty well. And I love to watch hockey. Like, I don't make an effort to go and watch it, but if it's on, like, if I'm at a restaurant and they have TV and hockey's on, I'm instantly happy. I'm set to go. And, I've been watching the Bob and Doug cartoon. Actually, I watched all the episodes that are available on YouTube, and it's really good. At first, I was like, I don't want to watch this if Rick's not in it, because it won't be the same. But this guy who does Bob's voice is really good. Like, I was kind of, like, shocked. I thought it was Rick for a while, and I was like, wait, that really isn't him. And the episodes are very good, actually. I recommend episode 6, especially. I think it's 6, where Bob has a crush on this girl. Oh my gosh. And they play hockey. It's a great episode. Seriously, go watch it, like, right now. Just pause this and go watch it. Actually, I'm actually wrapping this up now, anyway. Maybe I'll do a podcast about that in the future. But Hockey Night's a good movie. It's not really funny. It's more of a drama. And it's not that long, too, because, I mean, it's a TV movie. It's kind of shorter than an average movie, I think. But that's all I got to say about that. That's really all I have to say. So, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you next time on the Rickcast.